From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president puts the brakes on climate change rules, declaring an end to what he has called the war on coal. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday that eliminates numerous restrictions on fossil fuel production, breaking with leaders across the globe who have embraced cleaner energy courses.
With today's executive action, I am taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy, to reverse government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations.
The order makes good on Trump's campaign pledge to unravel former President Barack Obama's efforts to curb global warming, eliminating nearly a dozen measures in an effort to boost domestic energy production, especially oil, natural gas, and coal. Environmental activists, including former Vice President Al Gore, denounced the plan, but Trump said the effort would spark what he called a new energy revolution and lead to unbelievable American prosperity. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee refused Tuesday to step away from its investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 election as fresh political allegations brought new cries of protest from Democrats. Asked if he should recuse himself, committee chairman Devin Nunes reported, "Why would I?" Later in the day, the White House vehemently denied a report that it had sought to hobble the testimony of a former acting attorney general before Nunes canceled the hearing where she was to speak. President Trump's spokesman Sean Spicer lashed out at reporters, claiming they were seeing conspiracies where no conspiracies existed. He said if the president puts Russian salad dressing on a salad tonight, you're seeing conspiracies.